Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
61 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
63 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
63 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
63 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
64 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
62 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
65 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
66 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Mostly sunny.
69 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Mostly sunny.
77 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
78 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
78 degrees.
WECPT. Can't hit us. There, that's a little better. How's it going? So, what was happening on the other one? Was I just, like, breaking up or what? It was, it could be mine, I don't know. But it was, like, the first part of what you said was coming through, and then and then the last part would, so... I haven't used this ClearNote in a while, and this stupid hotspot doesn't like to work by my parents' house, but I'm over by 59 and Ryan. I'm taking the back out, so it could have been me. I don't know.
Oh, when I park, I'll have to, like, test it. Man, why do bikers want to be in the main road? Use the speed trail.
Yeah, I agree. If they're doing the speed limit, then fine. But if they're not, they should be on a dang bike trail. That's what they make it for.
Something like somebody who doesn't ride bicycles. Yeah, it's just, they don't get out of the way when there's a car.
The traffic.
ADHAL, and I approve this message. Anyway, you guys have fun.
All right, WCPT. Yeah, so was the line bad, Dave?
Say that again?
The entrance line, was it real long?
There's a queue of about 7 or 8 vehicles when I was there, and people are, like, paying with cash. Like, buy a damn sticker.
On my way.
All right, Greg is on the move. Yeah, is there an express lane if you have a sticker? Probably not. They're probably not that smart.
There is not. What they need to do is they need to have one queue, and then the next available person takes the car. That's the way that they do it now with the multiple lines dump.
Yeah, exactly. There's always better ways to do things, and nobody figures it out. It's crazy.
So where I can get behind ADHAL.
I heard somebody else in there, but I didn't catch what they said. 80-something another.
Just said that's a rant I can get behind. I was giving you guys a hard time about your bicyclist rant, but the fact that there isn't an express lane for passes at the Metro Park, that's all. I'll quit interrupting you guys' conversation with nonsense that it has no value. You guys have a good afternoon. ADHAL.
ADHAL, WACBT. No, that's fine, and that's what the radio's for. I just didn't catch it. I was at a light, and somebody was cutting off the person in front of me, so it deterred my thought for a moment.
Hey, are you guys sure there's a lark here? I don't see anybody.
I looked it up.
One after the other.
I looked it up on the page, and I verified it. So it was a Sunday. It says the word Sunday. It says the 25th. It's at the, it's across from Winter Cove, that other place. And, yeah, so I should be.
Okay, I think they're not at the second set. They're at the first set of bathrooms. I don't know. I'm gonna drive around and see if I can find them, but I mostly see bike trail people.
All right, you keep us posted on what you find, KEHBSI. Also, hello, Tim.
So, Greg, did you look at the ISS passes and see how long they go today? Because I know they're starting to start pretty early in the morning now.
I didn't look further into the day, so to answer your question, no. Although I did try one this morning, probably a couple hours ago. It was 12:45 UTC, so it was 8:45 in the morning. I actually got a contact, a guy in Georgia. So, but I didn't look further into the day.
I'm pretty sure CDC this morning on the ISS. So you might have had two contacts.
You're a little staticky there. We'll talk about it at the park, because if you're right, if you got it recorded, I'd like to make sure I get that. There was a second one that I didn't record, because I didn't catch it all. So, for some reason, you're real staticky right now. I don't know why.
Is it getting better? I was kind of down in the dip over by the Hayloft Bar.
Okay, yeah, that must have been it. You're spot on now.
Just update, guys. Yeah, it's the first bathroom. So not like, Greg, like not where we were before. It's like right at the first set of baths, you know, when you turn in. So it just goes straight, basically.
All right, I can't picture it, but I'm sure I'll find it.
All right, just tell Walt to stand and wave at all the cars coming in, and then we'll see them. Just kidding. Yeah, I don't think Walt's going to be here. I don't know, maybe he is, but he's not. But I'll fill you in later. All right, sounds good. Yeah, I've been taking, you know, I don't like freeways. I've been taking Ryan to 23 and then 23 to Shelby, and other than a couple of lights on it, and it seems like it's quicker than going down Vandyke to 26 miles, that's for sure. You kind of come in the back way off of Shelby Road.
Yeah, I'm west of 25 mile, and I'll be turning north on Shelby Road. That's the way I'm getting in there as well, so we'll be pretty close.
Yeah, I don't remember if I said this or not after you started talking about it, because my radio was cutting out. On Telegram, KZHZ said thanks for the QSO on the ISS this morning. So he must have heard you. That might have been who your other QSO was.
Oh, yeah. No, I had two. I got him, I know for sure. And then I got the guy in Georgia that I know for sure. And then there was a third guy that kind of went back and forth, but then everything faded out. So I didn't have the last one qualified, so I couldn't even lock it.
Okay, yeah, just about every day this week, the ISS has been on there, NA1SS. So, but it's like one, maybe two passes, and you just got to get lucky.
Yeah, and I missed the last one, or it might be around now. There was an 80-degree pass. I ended up not being at my desk when that happened, so, oh well. That would probably have been a good one.
Yeah, mine was like a 68-degree pass, almost straight overhead, and yesterday he came on again, called out to KF0NKI, and I'm pretty sure that's one of the guys I helped get into satellites. He emailed me and asked me questions and stuff, and then it was like 3 in the morning, and I made his first QSO with him. And NA1SS called out to him and said, NA1SS is listening, Kilo Foxtrot 0, November, Kilo India, welcome aboard the space station. And he didn't hear him. So once he realized they were on, he called out again, and then they welcomed him again. It was pretty funny.
KE8CSI, yeah, that would be a bummer to miss that. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah. All right, I got to keep trying. And I know it's better at the off hours, but I go to bed early. My problem is I get up sometimes really crazy early, but I don't go in my office, and I should, because then I would see the ISS passes right away on my ham clock, and I would definitely try, because we all know that's a better time to do it.
My passes, or I'll make QSOs with NA1SS has been in daylight. Even that one was, but it was an early morning pass, started like 7:05, so I've never made one with them in the dark. Somebody said that they got lucky and they were randomly on in the middle of the night or something, but most of them been daylight passes, so yeah, I don't think I've heard of any nighttime other than one.
Okay, well, they probably consider that when you know, they look down and see where they're at, and they see if the sun's shining. If it's dark, then they probably don't even bother. I don't know. I have no idea what goes on in their head. But, all right, good to know. 7 a.m. is no problem at all for me. And then it's still better than the middle of the day when absolutely everybody's trying. So, anyway, I'm northbound Shelby Road now at 25, so you're probably just behind me, I'm guessing.
I am ahead of you. I just turned into the little curvy part going into the park.
All right, very good. Sounds cool. We will see you shortly then.
right. I just looked while we were driving, too. There's no more ISSs today, but I should be able to peek through it and see if you can find some other satellites to work. I'm not sure if I'm going to set up an HF rig or not yet. I haven't decided. Once I get there and feel it out and see how far I got to walk and whatnot, I'll decide.
Yeah, I don't even have my radio with me. I started packing everything up, and then I'm like, you know what? Odds are that I won't be operating today, so I just left it. Just kind of hurried out the door.
I might just take it slow and easy, and I got that Chelyans. Man, I picked the wrong lane again. I got that Chelyans multi-coil, that $600 antenna. Maybe I'll put that up and mess around with that.
All right. Well, being that I'm not really doing anything but visiting, I can certainly help with that. That would be interesting.
All righty. Sounds good. I would take the middle lane based on how fast this has been going, but who knows what's going to happen when when you get up there.
Joe, actually, I'm going to the right now, Mr. Tesla. Okay, I'm in the left lane now. It's much shorter than the middle lane. So I'm fourth in line. I'm third in line. I'm great. See you in a short bit.
All right, yeah, I just left the booth when I said that. So, all right, I'll see you when you get there. WHCPT.
WHCSI. And I'm through.
Yeah, I got that Alpha antenna with me, too, so you can check that out. So far, the receive has not been anywhere near what the receive on the Arrow 2 is. Maybe if we got a good pass of a satellite, I got both. You might have brought your AT, too, or something. I've got two of mine standing next to each other.
All right, yeah, we could do that too. You're very scratchy now. I don't know if I'll talk to you when we get there, but I did bring an HP. I got one that'll do it.
All right, I'm going by the bowl line. By line. I'll see you in a little bit. WHCPT.
Good afternoon. 13.8 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees.
W8FU.
So what up?
I don't think anything, Jeff. An AT1U.
I thought I heard Sean and AKPP.
No, I didn't hear anybody, just you. You sounded very good, by the way. That beautiful audio on that rig.
Thank you. Motorola XPR.
Very nice. My name is Rick, by the way. Call is Nancy A. Golf Yankee Uniform. And I'm just putzing around in the basement here. I'm just still setting these radios up. I've had them up, but I broke my back and I haven't been able to get down here. So now I'm finally crawling up and down the stairs, and I'm having fun learning what I forgot already. Go ahead.
Well, very good. Okay. All right. Yeah, you got some snow there. I don't know if your antenna is going outside or if you're doing it with an HT in your basement, but you're copyable. And I'm glad to see that you've made the milestone of getting up and down the stairs. That's good.
Yeah.
So, your form of rehab.
Yes. They have a nurse come by once a week, check me out, and draw blood sometimes. And boy, I'm telling you, they're brutal with them needles. She took her 5 tries to get it the last time. And I don't object to it, but again, I should start really letting her know she needs to practice on a dummy instead of me. But, you know, it's, what are you going to do? It's free. So being old has its benefits sometimes.
Well, not if she or he is hurting you. Say something.
Don't bother me. I'm used to being poked and prodded. I'm one of the Vietnam rejects. You get bullet holes and shit, and they gotta patch you up all the time, so you never know what you're walking into when you come back from a run. Anyway, I'm gonna finish setting this stuff up. I put this 440 beam, well, I didn't. The friend put it up for me, just assembled it. One of the M2s, and I've got it on horizontal, and I think I'm going to switch it to vertical just to see what kind of difference there is in it. It's not up very high, just the peak of the roof and a 5-foot tripod, but we'll see. Maybe you can get over here and rotate it for me a little bit, and I can test it that way. SWR is really good, one-to-one on it. And if it stays that way going vertical, they say you can't use it vertical unless you got a fiberglass pole holding it up or something non-metallic. And I just want to see. It only takes a second to unloosen 4 nuts and twist it and snug them back up. So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Where are you transmitting from right now?
Emily City.
And what frequency are you on?
442.075.
Okay, I'm not sure where that one's at. Maybe Sean knows where that one's at. So I know there's one in Richmond, 442.625. I don't know if that'll help you any.
Okay,
well, he's on the Romeo.
Okay, well, they both got the same frequency, the Mayville and Romeo, both.
Is somebody going to tell him which way to get his antenna pointed?
North.
Whole bunch of doubling going on there. Something about antenna pointed is all I caught.
Yeah, he's correct. He's somewhat disabled, Vietnam vet. He's talking about vertical and horizontal on his antenna, which is way over my scope, and I didn't know what repeater he was on.
I just thought it was a regular old frequency on FM. It's Romeo or Mayville is all I know, and I've just been sitting here listening. That's about it.
That's what I can offer.
Okay, a bunch of people did the same thing. Sean, go ahead again. We'll get it to Sean.
All right. As I was saying, FM is vertical, so you want to be vertical. And if it's a directional antenna, you want to point due south out of Imlay for the Romeo repeater. That's about what I can offer. I will pass it over to the gentleman in Imlay. W8FU.
Okay, thanks, John. Name is Rick. Call is Nancy 8, Golf Yankee Uniform, NATYU. Yeah, I'm sideband or vertical. I know the difference, but they recommend putting it up horizontal. And they said, oh, there's lots and lots, but I've been comparing it on the way it is right now horizontal. And the signals are really good, except my vertical is about the same height, and it will, and it's a little better on signals. So I'm thinking, okay, that is vertical. I'm thinking if I turn this thing to the vertical side, it's going to hear a lot more than I'm probably missing out on. And I, since I don't know a whole heck of a lot, I'm very new to this band. And even 2 meters, I've been on it for years, but I've always been just a listener. And I guess they got these things set up now where you're on one frequency, but you're transmitting on 20 others. I don't quite understand why they do that, but they did. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we, you know, extend range. There's so little activity on the repeaters, we link them together, and hopefully if we've got enough repeaters linked together, we can get a half a dozen people to actually, and even that doesn't seem to work. Nobody's using repeaters hardly anymore, but we try, you know, we give it a yell every time we know we don't do diligence. But yeah, you go vertical, you're going to work and hear a lot more. You know, if you're working sideband, you want horizontal. But there is a 2 meter sideband net. Of course, you're on UHF now, but there is a 2 meter sideband net in the region here that is vertical. They kind of say it's a vertical 2 meter sideband net. But in general, for sideband and CW, you want horizontal. For FM and digital, you want vertical. And all the repeaters are going to be vertical, and your simplex, you know, the mobiles, et cetera. So good luck. I'm going to turn it over to Wally, and I got to get out of here. I just got home. I've been gone for well over a day, and I got to get inside and check on the pooch and see the wife and all that good stuff. So I'll be out after this one. Wally, go ahead, pick it up. I'll be back in a bit. W8FU.
Okay, Sean. Thank you for your help. I figured that you'd be the right guy to talk to you about that. And Rick, I think you got the best direction you can. So. Just aim yourself south and our Romeo repeater, and I know it's connected together to about 4 or 5. So that will, yeah, that will give you a lot of different people to have to use those with. Very good. Well, it's nice to know that they're doing that. But yeah, as soon as my friend gets over here, I'll have him turn that vertical for me. And just try it. The only thing I'm worried about is they recommend not doing that for SWR purposes and no metal mass and so on and so on. So that worries me. But I guess if I can keep him here as a prisoner for 20 minutes, I can check the SWR and look at a couple of signals and see if everything is kosher, and then I can go from there, either leave it or turn it back, one of the two. Anyway, I'll get out of here as well. I'm sure there's other people waiting to use it. And I'm still fooling with wiring, and I just put some end connectors on the one piece of coax I brought down. So I got to do some hookups on that and make another jumper. So I guess I'm off and out of here, and I'll just be listening. This is NHGYU. And I'll talk to you later. Thanks for the comeback. Bye-bye.
You take care. Yeah, give it a call. We'll have a lot more people to talk to with us. So we're welcome. See what we can do about getting a little better. NHKPP. And old Wally.
86 degrees.
Okay, Wally. Thanks a bunch. 73s. NHGYU.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Hotel Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
KE8CSI NHKPP.
Good afternoon,
1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 87 degrees.
You see that turkey? Not me.
Yeah, he was sizable turkey. That was definitely a big one.
W-A-C-B-T. Looks like Greg's taking the scenic route. I always go 26 to the freeway.
Yeah, I'm just doing what Apple Maps is telling me to do, so I'm going to be going down to 24 mile and hanging a left.
I'm driving around 20 degrees the long way looking at the scenery.
We passed a really large turkey on the way out, so you'll probably miss that.
Yeah, I probably will going the other way. Really not that many people running or riding bikes or anything. It must be too hot for them.
Yeah, my car is reporting 85.
Mine says 92, but I really think that's because the black is making it hotter wherever they got the temperature sensor.
Yeah, it should go down from there as you move along.
That little girl, about maybe 10 years old, was on the downhill swing on one of those stand-up scooters. That hill used to be terrible. You get going so fast, and you feel like you're going to die.
Whee!
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if that's the same by the Nature Center entrance. There's a whole bunch of turkeys. And the one beard on the male turkey was huge. That's probably like a huge record.
Yeah, probably the same one.
Yeah, just a killer turkey.
I rebooted my modem for my T-Mobile hotspot and my node connector. Maybe I'm having issues with that.
Yeah, it could be that, because my hotspot only has 4G, and it has not been working right for the last 3 months.
I believe mine is only 4G. I did that on purpose, because I heard 5G messes stuff up, and I certainly don't need 5G.
Yeah, my problem with that is, when is 4G going to be obsolete?
For me, probably a long time. But these little hotspots are only $20, so no big deal.
Yeah, 4G will be retired when 6G happens, whenever that is.
After 3G is still going.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think 5G has been fully rolled out, so it's going to take a while. You know, that has to roll out everywhere, and then I don't think they'd retire anything until that happens. It's got to be, like 90%, 99% out there or whatever.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, I've just been listening, and it's amazing how you go around the park and you sit up with it out there.
Yeah, that last one was a little weak on you.
Yeah, and I'm at 862 elevation right by the Welcome Center, man. You'd think it would be booming there. That's pretty high up.
Well, that one was good. It's just a matter of what's in between you, I guess.
Funny thing is when you were talking just now, I turned my switch
to just a coax cable, and I'm still hearing you the same. That was weird.
Well, there you go.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 89 degrees.
I'm ready for a nap, that's for sure. But I don't think I'm going to get a nap. Maybe later I'll get a nap.
Yeah, that heat really drained you, man. I mean, I was kind of tired to begin with, but I'm not going to do a nap, though. I'm waiting until about midnight so I can stay on the day shift schedule, hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'll get home and evaluate what may or may not be the plan.
I know, I got to listen to that video. I think I made at least 2 QSOs on that SL50, or maybe 3. But hopefully I can hear them. I know one was at KSY, and the rest of them, I'm not sure. I think I might have got a new person I never got before, actually.
Yeah, you got at least 2, maybe 3. Yeah, be interesting. That was cool, though.
And no cupcake.
Yeah, she said her name was Jessica. I can't remember if that girl's name was Jessica or not.
Well, if anybody ever wants pallets, I see them throw out pallets all the time over here by the apartment. And I've also seen people go through them for scrap wood.
Yeah, if you're having a bonfire, like I used to have bonfires out by my pond, and they burn really fast, though. And then I've seen people get enough of them and build like a chicken coop out of the wood.
All right, guys, I am in my sub. I'm going to transition into the house and turn on the radio at some point. KE8BSI, talk to you guys later.
All right, I got a video of your Hawaii contact. I'll throw it up on Telegram when I get back to the house. And I will catch you later, W8CBT.
All right, thank you.
Guys, I'm at my... here to KF8F.
All by myself. I'm at 23 in Shelby. I'll be back soon. W8CPT.
KCAWNI testing.
KCAWNI, Whiskey 8, Charlie Papa Tango, loud and clear.
Very good. Thanks for the shout back. Making sure my rig's working, also a buddy of mine should be listening technically. I'm kind of getting into ham radio stuff, but not licensed yet. Both Amazon, but this is KCAWNI.
All right, yeah, you were kind of doing like a wave in and out for some reason. I'm not sure why.
I don't know. This is a newer radio for me. It's a Radiati GA510. So it is a little bit to switch to high power now, just telling you guys.
Where are you located and what repeater are you trying to hit? Are you far away from the repeater?
I'm in Fraser, 14 Mile in Utica Road. And I'm on the 443-625 computer.
Okay, you can also probably hit the 442-600 pretty well from where you're at, too, I would think. So I'll give that a shot to K8FBI.
Right on. But as far as this particular repeater's going, I am able to do copy.
All right, you cut out after you said I am able to, and then I didn't hear anything after that. It keeps doing that for some reason, cutting in and out.
Well, this is KCAWNI. In case I'm unable to be heard, I guess I will be out. Thank you for the radio report.
KCAWNI, them two transmissions were good. I don't know what's going on. It could possibly be me, too. I'm up at Hall Road in
Now I'm going under an overpass. Paul Road and Ryan, so it could be me too. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, you were sounding good when it was coming through, so awesome. I'll catch you later, WTPT.
UHF hub, disconnected. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Partly sunny, 87 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, 87 degrees. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. VHF hub connected to Fenton 78. UHF hub connected to FBI hub. UHF hub connected to node 53696.
W8TPT monitoring.
W8FU driving.
Alrighty, I'm driving too. I'll probably be there about the same time as you.
Yeah, whoever gets there first, just call out a spot. But there's, like I said, there's the northwest corner, there's a Dunkin' Donuts. The northwest corner, it's as good as anywhere.
Alright, yeah, I'm coming 18 to DeQuinter and then heading south, so I'll turn in right before 16 mile there and see what's there. I'll look for the Dunkin' Donuts if I see it. That sun is in heat. It's just raining today, man. We were at that large Estonia and I feel like I was out water skiing all day or something. It's crazy.
Did you say it was raining?
No, I said the heat was draining. Like it drained all my energy. I feel like when you go sit on a boat all day and you're out in the sun and it just like drains your energy at the end of the day. It's like,
okay, draining. I'm like, wow, raining. How did that happen? Yeah, I heard, I woke up this morning, or last night, I can't remember, I think it was this morning, early, and I heard some rain. Yeah, I looked outside, there wasn't much, but it looked like there was a little tiny bit, at least where I was at. And I was up pretty early, went and got some coffee and some treats for the kids, and came back and all that good stuff. I was there until about 1:30. Then I did a bunch of stuff on my way home. By the time I got home, I was beat. I was like, holy cow. So that's why I just, like, I didn't have the wind in the sail that I thought I had. But since then, I've relaxed a little bit, gotten to some comfortable clothes, and had something to eat. So I'm all good now. It'll be nice to get, you know, this will be a major relief on my, I got so much crap in here right now. This will take quite the load off.
Yeah, I got a bunch of crap in mine too, but at least this will only be in it for a day, and it'll be in its resting place, so that'll be cool. And then, I'll tell you the rest of it when I see you.
Anywho, yeah, it got hot, man. I woke up last night, was real pleasant. The kids and I, we went to a little pet store where they got a big tortoise, and he just walks around, he just runs around the whole store. Just like nobody's business. And then a great big rabbit, a tortoise and a hare. And they're both just running around the store. And the kids love to go there. So they go there and they pet the turtle and the rabbit. And they look at all the, critters. They got a lot of snakes and spiders and, reptiles and stuff like that. They pretty much got everything. Old school pet store with all the stuff. So we did that last night. And we got a bite to eat. And then
It was so nice out. We took a nice walk, a nice long walk in the town, got some ice cream. And, you know, and this morning and all that stuff. And then I walked out about when I was getting ready to come home, and I'm like, holy cow, where'd this come from? Right, yeah. This, and he was something else. I got Stony Creek, and you walk out of the shade, and it just like you're in a desert. But, yeah, I think that pet shop is, I had a younger friend, Amanda, that used to fish with me a lot, and I'm pretty sure she, if that's in Grosse Pointe, it's probably the one she worked at. Can't remember the name of it offhand, though. Carl's, I think. Well, that doesn't ring a bell, so maybe it's not the same one, but yeah, she, there's a bunch of snakes and everything. She's still... She's a mail carrier up in up near Traverse City now, and she's got all kinds of snakes and turtles and lizards, and so from working in that pet store, she acquired a taste for all some exotic animals. I certainly could be completely wrong in the name. I don't remember, because it's just like, oh, let's go to, you know, whatever, Ted's, Carol's. It was like a name, whatever it was. I don't know, Ted's, I don't know. But it was just like a name like that. It was pretty cool. The tortoise was really, really cool. And man, that rabbit was ginormous. It was huge. Just running around a place like nobody's business. Pretty cool. So I understand why the kids like to go there. But, yeah, so all in all, it was pretty good. But, yeah, it was so crazy because the weather was so nice. Even in the morning when I got up and made a run for coffee and some... They got this bakery down on Kirchville, which is really, really, really good. Even when I ran out early in the morning, about 8 a.m. to get that, it was just really so pleasant that when I hit that oppressive heat when I left, it was really a shocker. Really didn't expect it. All right, let's see here. So, oh, I got a ways to go. That was 15.
Okay.
I've left somebody else in there. You can go ahead after me. I'm about a mile out, so I'm probably going to beat you there, Sean. Go ahead, other station.
Thank you. W8FU, AD8FK. I was going to ask you, Sean, do you know if the Don had an adapter for the microphone to the icon?
I can look. I think I grabbed everything, so it would be that. What is it? A stereo or it's a 3.5-inch mini plug, right? And then he plugged that into somehow he got that into the 8-pin mic. So yeah, let me dig around and see if I can figure it out, because he must have, right?
Right. Any adapters I'd be interested in if. You give me a relatively good deal on it. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? So he had a switch for push to talk, and he had a harness so that he could plug in the push to talk with this little homemade switch he did. And yes, it's got to be there. All right, I'll find it and make sure you get it.
Any foot switch or stuff like that? I'd appreciate it.
That wasn't a foot switch or anything like that. Turn in at the very first opportunity. You're going to see me parked right by the driveway to pull in. And so when you're coming south, that way we can stay out. It's busy in this parking center. Hold up one sec, Lynn. Let me get with Don.
Yeah, I'm already in here and fought all the traffic. So you're over by behind Basket Robbins.
Oh, you're in. Well, where are you at? I'll just find you then. I'm back. It's real way at the north end of the plaza, right off the road. There's nobody here. It's probably better if you come here anyhow, because there's just too many people over there.
Yeah, I'm heading that way now. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay, you'll see me. I'm parked. I'm back in. You know, I'm almost as close to the northernmost drive, like about two or three spaces off of
DeQuinter. I'm just, you'll see me if you come along. You know, just come to the northernmost exit of the complex and you'll see me.
Yeah, I got to let this soul turn out in front of me before I can turn, and I'll be there.
I see ya. All right, real good. Len, I'm gonna be in the back of my vehicle digging right now. In fact, if I see it, I'll drive right by your house. I'm going right by your house in 10 minutes. So I'll be back with you in a sec. W8FU.
I see you, son. I think you know where I'm at. 88FK.
KF8DDT. KF8DDT.
AD8FK. W8FU.
FK back to ya. You roll in.
I dug around through all the stuff, and I can't locate it. So I think I left it. I plan on going back by there, maybe even tomorrow. Let's see what time is it now? Yeah, probably not now. But I got some stuff I got to take care of, so I might be going by there. I'll dig around. It might have just been, you know, like a miscellaneous. I might have just viewed it as a miscellaneous cable and just left it. Wait a minute. Let me make a quick call here. That may have went with the 7300.
For you, Sean, that microphone, do I need a preamp or anything like that to interface with it? I was told that some of the aftermarket third-party microphones lack a preamp in them.
I don't think so. I think that's if it were dynamic, but that's an electrolyte, and I think. No, I don't believe so. I know a few guys that have ran those. And first of all, are you interfacing it to an ICOM 7300?
On the 275 or one of the other ICOMs I have here, maybe with the square mic cable. But I'll find something to put it on.
Okay, yeah, I know with the modern ICOMs, no, you probably don't. I can't speak to the older ones, whether they required. I know they did some different things in the audio circuit, the microphone circuit, on the newer ones as opposed to the older ones. But I don't know if that means, you know, you need more or less gain or what. So, all right, let me make a quick call here and find out if that cable's even around anymore. It might be long gone.
Still have the other mic. I think it was a Shure mic in the back there that I saw a week ago. Do you still have that, or is it gone?
You mean like a SM58 style mic, or do you mean the desk mic, the Turner style mic? Regardless, I got both.
I see a bass. I don't know if it it's the same size and shape as what I got.
Sorry, I keyed up to complete my thought, and we ended up doubling. Everything you've seen, I've still got here, with the exception of that mic. So, I can swing by. I'm going right by you here in about a minute. If you want to dig through, you know, we can dig through this stuff together, but I'm fairly certain that that connector is not going to be there. But, all right, anyhow, let me make a phone call real quick, and then I'll give you a call when I'm turning in your street.
88FK on the side.
I'll be in a few.
Break, this is Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey India Sierra, performing an antenna test, over.
Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey India Sierra, Whiskey Charlie Papa Tango, you're sounding good.
Roger that, this is Jeff here in Fowlerville, just performing an antenna test with the modified J-pole on my deck, over.
Hello, Jeff. Captain Don here. I'm in Sterling Heights. Yeah, it sounded really good on my end. I have no complaints at all.
Roger that. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear here. I'm over here in Fowlerville, so I'm not sure if it's what repeater I'm in. I think it's the Flint one. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the call sign is of that repeater, but it's tied into the one that I'm talking on in Warren. So, you're sounding really good. It repeats exactly what that repeater hears out over here, and it definitely sounded good.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm talking out of HD here, just tinkering around. But, yeah, it seems like the 70 centimeters comes in real nice and clean.
Roger that. I would have thought you were on a mobile with more than 5 watts. So, yeah, sounds really good. I don't know how far you are from the actual repeater, but, yeah, it sounded awesome.
Roger that. I appreciate the callback. This is Kilo Echo 8 with the Sirius 773, and good luck with your microphone job. Thank you. See ya.
Alright, good talking to you, and glad it's working, and this is Whiskey Charlie Papa Tango, saying 73.
This is W, Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey and Near Sierra Clear.
AV8FK from W8FU, I just turned off of the Quinner. I'm pretty sure I can find it. So give me a minute. How could I miss it?
N8K, be button.
Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 86 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 82 degrees.
Monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 78 degrees. Thank you. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 75 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 75 degrees.